That's why I had to take him out.
You're clinically insane.
No, you can't put him in right now.
After 2 weeks?
Yeah, you can't put him in right now. I know everybody had him in. You can't put him in right now. No, I'm just calling it how I see it. What is up, everybody? Thanks for hopping in on another edition of Crane & Company on this beautiful Tuesday, as we got to wait a couple days for more college football. But don't worry, nobody's panicking or upset about it or freaking out. Got a great show for you today, though. What?
My ears are bleeding.
No. Come on, let's get excited. Time to wake up.
Relax.
Bring your lunch pail.
I brought it.
Yeah. You brought it?
Jay.
So it's, yeah, it's got
and
Pokemon
orange,
on it.
And a bag of Miss Vicky's jalapeno
boxes. Wow.
Elite.
And Miss Vicky's goes Elite. Hard. Miss Vicky's kettle cooked chips go hard in general. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. David Cone is here and there, former Michigan quarterback. This is turning into a Dr. Seuss book real quick. And here's my brother, former Western State Colorado wide receiver, Blaine Crane.
Hey.
And, yeah, the hair, I'm telling you, I think it's getting better. It's normalizing.
What's your problem?
I don't have a
problem. I know what you're doing right now.
I don't have a problem.
I can't stand it.
I don't have a problem.
Should I buzz it?
Well, I just...
See, I'm worried about if I buzz it, it'll never grow back.
Are you worried about your hair growth?
Right, you know. So, or do I leave it like this so it can just... The old color can just grow back in. I mean, I'm
say buzz
like the guy from Prometheus.
It just looks like you're worried about fighting a war on two fronts again.
Okay.
That's just what it looks
buzz
like.
Buzz it. Then we get two punishments in one.
Wow.
That would be perfect. Good. You should bet yourself again, too.
The game versus
nobody
Oklahoma.
Else. All right, so today we're going to do something we've never done before.
Ever.
We're going to kill Blaine. No, I'm just kidding.
This is news
say
to
what
me.
We've wanted to do. Surprise, David, it's Tuesday. We are going to actually project what we think, based on what we know heading into week three, what the college football playoff bracket would look like today. Now, I'm only speaking for myself. I'm going to let you guys kind of talk about how what went into it, what you're kind of thinking. This is me looking at the teams today, trying to guess who would be and where they would be in the college football playoff if it kicked off this weekend. Now, do I still think some of the teams that I predicted to get in there that
Alabama?
Aren't in there today? Get Alabama, Washington, mm-hmm. some of the others. Yes, I do. UNLV is 3-0.
Yeah, they got a big one.
A big win last weekend against Nico. But David, before we bring, we each did an individual one, and we want to know again what you think about each. Who do you think has the best bracket in the comment? Let us know. But David, what kind of was your thinking going into this? Is this what you think is going to happen, or is it just like, right now, if we stopped it today, aliens are coming in 2 months. We need to play this.
Yeah. You know, when a team is like, hey, we're not doing a lot of winning. We should get future draft picks and trade some of our guys away.
Tanking.
And start from the ground up. That's kind of what I was going with.
Okay.
Hey, let's just start from the ground up. Week three, let's put all new guys in here and see what happens.
Fabrice
Maybe
Brothers?
We motivate some of those teams that we pulled out to play better and not embarrass us with our preseason picks. Yeah. But yeah, I got a lot of new flavors of ice cream mixed up in here.
Blaine, when you weren't spending your time trying to find a way to kill James Bond, what went into your process of the college football playoff bracket?
A lot of thoughts.
Oh, a lot of thoughts.
Math, reading books, you know, just in that. It's just right now, I'm kind of in the same boat as David. All right, we're walking in, new slate. What do my eyes tell me? All right, what do my eyes see and my gut say? Those are two things you have to listen to. So as you look, trust your heart. All right, follow your heart, but listen to your brain.
Okay.
Right?
All right, well, thank you for that. I think that's an old Chinese proverb somewhere. All right, so guys, we're going to make our official picks with David Pollack tomorrow on Wednesday's show. But let's go ahead and get this party started. Can we bring mine up? Justine, from the graphic netherworld, bring mine up. Here's what I got.
Wow.
Number one overall seed, Ohio State.
Yeah.
I don't think that's crazy, right, at all. Julian Sain, I think, is going to continue to improve. We know how talented Ohio State is. So right now, I think they're the best team in the Big Ten. Two, I've got LSU. This is looking very similar to our rankings we did the other day. There's a reason for that. Really like the way LSU looked against Clemson. I know Clemson didn't look great against Troy. Ready to see him against Florida. And, Cone, I think you brought up a great point when we did our LSU Florida.
Tell me what it was.
That you're going to get the best version of Florida.
I think
or
that's
who
right.
Florida truly is because their backs are against the wall with this schedule. But I like LSU at two. At three, remember, the seeding is different this year. All right? So you can have multiple teams from the same conference in the top four to get the bye. It's not necessarily who wins the conference championship of the top four conferences. So I have Penn State there at three.
Wow.
It hasn't been sexy. It hasn't been beautiful, but it's worked. Then there's nothing wrong with being a 6.5 that cooks good and is funny.
You're just not big on Oregon this year, and that's okay.
Hold on. I'm going to get to Oregon.
Okay.
I'm going to get to Oregon.
Okay.
Four, Guys, the way that Miami and Florida State look, I don't think it'd be crazy to put either one of them as getting a bye and maybe be able to go undefeated throughout the ACC.
What gave Florida State that edge for you?
Again, it's the ability of Thomas Castellanos to run.
Okay.
I think, to me, makes it a little bit different. Again, you can make a great argument for Miami and the way they looked up front on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball there at four. I've also got Miami in there. I'm going to get to them in a second. So Florida State is my fourth, which is crazy to think about.
It's crazy, but it's not crazy at the same time.
For sure, for sure. So Ohio State 1, LSU 2, Penn State 3, Florida State 4. They would get the bye. 5, Georgia. To me right now, it looks like Georgia is one of the top three, really top two still. I know it didn't look great against Austin Peay. I've seen this movie before.
Yeah.
Go watch him play Tennessee Tech a couple years ago, this, that, and the other. I've got Georgia at 5, which would most likely mean that LSU beat Georgia in the SEC championship. Then at 6, Utah. Love it. I'm a-looking, and I'm a-liking. Ooh. We talked about Dan Pierre being one of the sneakiest transfers in the portal. The one thing is he's not hurt like Cam Rising, who basically turned into a puppet for the past 2 years, unfortunately for him. I've got Utah at 6. Then at 7, I got Miami. There's another ACC team. That's 2. Okay. So I've got Florida State and Miami. I've got Miami there at 7. And then Oregon, Blaine, another Big Ten team.
Okay.
I know Oklahoma State, we can make fun of them, Mike Gundy, you know, showing his moves at the press conference and then losing by 60. We'll see. Again, I'm ready to see Oregon this weekend go on the road to Northwestern, just probably beat them.
Love it. 26 and a half.
Yeah, I love the bet. So give me Oregon at 8. Then at 9, I've got Oklahoma. Look, rode the Lightning before the season, handled business against Michigan. Mateer looks pretty good. Then at 10, my second Big 12 team, guys. So 2 ACC, 2 Big 12. I've got Iowa State at 10. I've got to reward you. 3-0, handling business. And then an 11, Texas. I think Texas is the last at large, which is actually what I had in my preseason prediction, having them 9-3. I think they're the last at large. And then the group of 5, it's got to be South Florida. I picked UNLV. They're both undefeated. I know South Florida's got to play Miami this weekend, but I don't know. You know, it's virtually impossible for me not to.
So you're turning your back on your UNLV pick, huh?
Well, I mean, it's just, again, if the music stopped right now and you looked at resumes, I know UNLV handled UCLA. That's great. But you look at South Florida beating Boise, who's ranked in that game, then beating Florida, who, you know, again, we have a ton of respect for Florida's personnel and what they have the ability to do. It was just impossible for me not to put him in there. So, all right. I mean, what do you think? How are we feeling?
So, Alabama was your national champ. You've moved them out.
And then Clemson.
Both teams moved out. Who else?
You know, again, when you look at the totals, I've got 4 SEC. I've got 3 Big Ten. Okay. I've got 2 ACC. And I've got 2 Big 12. Kansas State, out, obviously. Kansas State is one that I had in there. They looked bad. I mean, outside of that, you know, having 2 teams in the ACC when I just had 1 with Clemson, I didn't have Notre Dame in my original one either. I just, again.
Did you have South Carolina in your original one?
I did not have South Carolina in my original one.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
I had
4-4. I didn't have Notre Dame. I had Michigan.
Notre Dame at 10-2 getting jumped by Texas.
Yep.
Who you still have in here.
Yeah. I got Texas still getting in.
So what's changed with you from Michigan? Did you have Michigan beat? You had Oklahoma winning that game.
I did have Oklahoma winning that game. To me, it's more of a combination of things. It's how good that the ACC has looked at the top with the possibility to get 2 in, which takes away one of the spots because I had 4 for the Big Ten and then 2 from the Big 12. Now, originally I had 2 from the Big 12 in my prediction, but only had 1 from the ACC. So I lost a spot having 2 from the ACC. Michigan traded places with Oregon, basically. I just feel like, you know, and I know Oregon didn't go on the road and play Oklahoma. I get that. The jury's still going to be out on Oregon for a couple weeks, but I've got to see Bryce Underwood in this Michigan offense.
I did the same thing. It's a gut thing for me. I had him as the 8 seed, and right now I've moved him out, even though I had Oklahoma winning that game. But again, the most favorable thing for Michigan is the schedule moving forward. I think that there could be a sort of Indiana situation from a year ago. And honestly, Illinois is kind of in that camp too, who I left in there. Let me get in on some of this fun. Bring mine up for a second here, because I told you guys that I moved a lot of teams out and a lot of teams in. Do you want me to go from 12 to 1 or 1 to
3? However you want to do it, baby.
I deviated significantly from our power ranking this week, because if this is a true projection, you still have to take the schedules into account,
yeah.
you know, not just like, hey, here was our 1 through 12 for this week, so I'm going to just fill in 1 through 12 yeah. on the bracket. I still am going to stick with Penn State winning the Big Ten, so I have them as the number one overall
not
seed.
Crazy.
But I have Oklahoma right now winning the SEC, the 2 seed right there. At some point, we got to stop flirting around with it and just let's just call it. Let's yeah. just go out on a limb. Risky pick right there. I just like the way they looked on both sides of the football against Michigan. I got them as the 2 seed. Florida State as the 3 seed. I want to talk about the ACC in 1 second when I get done with this. But like you, Jake, I have 2 teams from the same conference in that first four now, because I've now moved Oregon up into that number 4 spot. So Penn State, Oklahoma, Florida State, and Oregon would get those byes. LSU right there at 5. I think they've got a great shot to be able to make the SEC championship game. We've talked about their performance against Clemson. I got them at 5. They would face off against the 12 seed, which I'm leaving as Navy right this second. What kind of man would I be
yeah.
after 2 weeks
it.
If I turn my back on the service academies? And here's what's really interesting when you look at Navy's schedule. Obviously, South Florida already has a win over Florida, and they're going to play Miami this week. Navy, we know, is going to play Notre Dame on November 8th. The very next week, South Florida goes on the road to the Naval Academy.
Yeah.
What if the Group of 5 representative in the college football playoff is determined by Navy hosting South Florida? That could be legit. At the 6, I thought about moving Notre Dame out and really flirted with putting Tennessee up in here.
Ooh.
But right now, we're going to find out a lot more about both teams. Tennessee's uh-huh. going to host Georgia. Notre Dame's going to host Texas A&M. Right this second, I have Notre Dame staying at the 6th seed, and they would host a playoff game against Illinois, who I'm still very bullish on. Moved them down from the 10 seed right now just because of the way some of these other programs are playing, but Illinois is still a playoff team to me. That gets us to 7. Buckeyes didn't move for me. They look really good. So it's just going to come down to how many games do you lose, and if you're in the Big Ten championship game, do you have a rematch against Penn State, or you yeah. face an Oregon, that kind of thing. They'd be facing off against Baylor, which is one of those teams I decided not to move. As great as Utah looks, I believed in Baylor before the season. They came from behind, beat SMU in double overtime. I'm going to stick with Baylor winning the Big 12. They're my only representative from that
okay.
conference. 8 Georgia Bulldogs facing off against Miami, the 9 seed. So
ooh,
I do have 2 ACC teams right now. Carson Beck facing his old team and head coach in Kirby Smart.
So you've got 3 SEC, 4 Big Ten,
2 ACC, 1 Big 12, and I left Notre Dame.
1 Big 12, and the independent is Notre Dame, and then the Group of 5.
So basically, essentially, I swapped out Michigan from the Big 10
yep.
for 1 more ACC team, which is now Florida State and Miami, with Clemson also moving out for me, and I also moved Alabama out
well, me
as well.
Well, me and you both have Florida State in the top 4. I'm sure the Miami fans
are yes.
That one is 50-50.
Here's one thing that one is a little bit risky about having not just Florida State in the playoff, but getting the first round bye, because essentially they'd have to win the ACC. When you look at the 3 favorites in the ACC now, Miami, Florida State, and Clemson, the non-conference schedule is really strong for all of them. Obviously, Miami already has a win over Notre Dame, Florida State already has that win over Alabama, and Clemson already has the loss against LSU. But Miami and Florida State are both going to play another SEC team in Florida, and Clemson obviously is going to end their year with South Carolina,
the
in-state rival, on the road. But Florida State's the only one who has to do that and play both Miami and Clemson.
So Florida State
Miami and Clemson could not face each other until the ACC championship game. So if Florida State does move forward and it has a college football playoff resume, it's going to mean that they beat some really,
really
great
teams
and
yeah.
probably even beat more than one of them twice in the ACC championship game. And one more comment on the Big 12 right now, obviously, or on the Big 10, excuse me. I moved Michigan out, but when you look, there's a similar situation here when you look at Buckeyes, Oregon, and Penn State. Penn State's going to have to play both the Buckeyes and Oregon.
Yeah.
One at home against Oregon, go on the road to play the Buckeyes. Oregon doesn't have to play Ohio State, and Illinois doesn't have to play Oregon. So that could create a situation where, you know, the first matchup between some of those 2 teams is the Big Ten championship game.
Guys, it's football season. We got tailgating. We got meat
yes!
thrown on the grill at basically everybody's house. I mean, it's been a revolving door of all 3 of us grilling out already this football season. And that's why we're Good Ranchers subscribers and why Good Ranchers is essential for our routines. Now, 100% American meat is from local farms and ranches, and it's delivered straight to your door, whether it's steak, whether it's chicken. I mean, the Wagyu beef patties are fantastic. They're a favorite around our house. And here's the deal. If you subscribe to any Good Ranchers box today and you use code BOOSTER, that's B-O-O-S-T-E-R, you get your pick of free meat for life. That is free meat for life. You heard that right. Not just your first box. So hit up goodranchers.com. Use code BOOSTER, B-O-O-S-T-E-R, for that $40 off plus free meat for life. Goodranchers.com. Welcome to the table. Did some lemon pepper and garlic.
You did them?
Chicken drumsticks.
Wow.
Yeah, on the grill that came in the butcher's bundle.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You bring some today?
Blaine made some wings too.
Okay.
Blaine made some wings. What's that? Spicy barbecue?
Yeah, it was spicy honey barbecue.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was nice. He made like a marinade, he made a base. We went to goodranchers.com and he used code BOOSTER.
Wow.
And now he is welcome to the table.
You should too.
You know,
at Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
I'm wondering if there's a world in which Florida State doesn't win the ACC Conference Championship game but still gets a top four seed. Like let's say Miami goes 10-2 and loses to Florida State during the regular season. But Florida State beats Miami and Clemson and walks into the
ACC. Florida?
And Florida
and
walks into the ACC Championship game undefeated. But then Miami beats Florida State in the ACC Championship game, because remember, there's no divisions anymore. I still think Florida State could get that top four.
So here's
so
the
what
question:
would Miami's that, record be?
Yeah.
So Miami would end up being 11-2.
11-2. But here's
and
the question: in that scenario,
12-1.
Does the committee automatically reward the champion of the conference? Remember, it's not locked in anymore where you get the bye.
No,
so
I know.
In that scenario, if Florida State already beat Miami once and went undefeated in the regular season, like Oregon a year ago, but loses a rematch to Miami in the ACC championship game, does Miami automatically jump them because they won the ACC? Or is there a scenario where Florida State could still stay ahead of them in the rankings?
Well, I think it depends on record. See, that always depends on record to me. Like, if it's, hey, both teams are going into the conference championship game 11-1, and Florida State beat Miami during the regular season, and then Miami beats Florida State at the end, well, you went into it with the same record. I'll take the winner of the last game, of the big one. But if it's like, hey, Florida State is 12-0 and Miami's 10-2 and Florida State beat Miami during the regular season, but Miami wins the ACC Conference Championship game, now Miami's 11-2, but Florida State's 12-1, I would say Florida State should be ranked higher. That's one of those nuanced things I'm interested to see, because you could have the same situation with Penn State and Oregon, a bunch of these teams around. So which one do you value more? Or is it, hey, at the end of the day, Miami went to Florida State and lost. They had to play on the road. Well, then they played in a neutral site game and they were able to win. So that's straight up and it's more fair because it's not at somebody's place. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't trust them to make the right decision. But I like that, Coney. I like that. I like you. I like you standing 10 toes for Baylor, too.
Okay.
Isn't it funny? It's just, you can go ahead and bring mine up, that we're all three about to do playoff predictions. We're in week three of the season and Alabama's in nobody's.
I know. And Clemson.
What do they have to do?
Alabama and Clemson's
in nobody's.
What do they have to do? Let's start with Alabama. What do they have to do to work their way back into our power rankings and our college football playoff?
I'm not going to know till Georgia.
So they could. They if they beat Wisconsin 72-0, does it mean anything to you?
No. You beat Wisconsin at birth.
Yeah.
Right? You're not going to know until Georgia. I mean, you got Georgia, Vanderbilt, and Missouri, Tennessee, South Carolina.
Now, that Georgia game, you're going to know. We'll truly know about Bama the first time adversity hits against Georgia. That's when you're going to know. Because everybody can play hard when you're murdering La Monroe. Everybody can play hard when Wisconsin gets on the bus with a bunch of cheese and milk and comes down to Alabama and you're strangling them, behind the barn. Like, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you're not going to know until Georgia has a lead on Alabama, and you're going to find out what type of culture and intestinal fortitude this team really has, because they shut it down against Florida State. That's when you're going to know, because everybody go great when it's winning.
Sure.
You know, everybody in the bank acts friendly.
All right. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Thoughts? Well, comments.
Don't look at me with that haircut to ask me if I'm ready.
Only good comments. All right, let's go. I'm going to go from 1 to 12. 1, Ohio State.
Okay.
Okay. Look, I know I had LSU as number one. They didn't look great.
You keep saying LSU they didn't number look one, great. But you never put them there.
They didn't look great. Well, I did. Well, I tried to put them there. We did our power rankings. Y'all outvoted me.
So what about your projection, though?
Well, right now, after this week, I didn't think LSU looked fantastic. I thought Ohio State looked really good. Julian Sain went 16 for 16. They beat Grambling by a million.
Yeah.
All right, so it's neck and neck. Number three, I got Miami. I think Miami right now is the best team in the ACC. I get a Cassiano's feet. Has been fantastic. I think Carson Beck, from the pocket, the experience, and the weapons they have around him, I think Miami's the best team in the ACC. Then give me Oregon at four. I've been saying this for – I think Oregon is one of the top five teams in the country.
You have been saying
it. Go look at that schedule.
You have been saying
it. Your toughest test is going to be Penn State, and I like Oregon in that football game. All right, let's go to five. Give me the Georgia Bulldogs right now. I mean, it's Georgia and LSU to me as the top tier in the SEC. The rest are close, but I think Georgia, as you'll see this weekend against Tennessee, they'll get up to play. Kirby's going to have his guys ready. Then six.
Don't let Austin Peay fool you.
Yeah, six, I got Penn State. You know, it's just I'm not sold. The roster's fantastic. The two backs are fantastic. You always have a couple guys running around on defense, but Drew Aller still have to
prove. Doesn't it just feel like Penn State's like the Fast and Furious movie? Like, the plot's always pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And you know how it's going to end, but you try and watch it as if you
But
don't.
Some of them hit harder than others. Sometimes when you're casting, you cast Saquon Barkley. Yeah. And you win the Big Ten. Yeah.
It's like this year. Why are we in Brazil with The Rock?
Yeah.
You know, what's happening? Will someone arrest these guys? How do they keep getting away with this? All right, well, let's go to seven.
Why are we in Brazil with The Rock?
I got the Oklahoma Sooners. And look, as good as that Michigan win looked, there's still some things I want to see. All right, I want to see how are they against a guy who can really get back there and work in the pocket and go through his reads and push the ball down the field. So I think Oklahoma's going to be fine.
So you don't like my two seeding?
No, I think it's good. Look, I had Oklahoma.
They're going to see one this weekend at Temple.
I had Oklahoma winning the SEC before the season started, Dave. So I love it. I hope it's true. But I'm saying right now, I just haven't seen enough, all right, to put them with that upper echelon. Now, 8 Florida State. I mean, that rhymed in a gate or whatever you want to say. I think Florida State right now is the most interesting team. Other than USF, the most interesting team in college football.
Yeah.
I mean, do we really know how good they are? Do we really know? Look, I know you kill Alabama, like, and they have the things running around.
Well, yeah, just watching you run around.
Like, that's how Florida State used to look.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in that.
I see how good they can be. Can you keep that up week in and week out?
Sure.
All the way through the end of December into January when it really matters? That's the question.
All right, 9, give me Texas.
Okay,
so you're going to stick with Texas in your playoff.
Yeah, and I had Texas winning the national championship. I'm not scared to say what I said. I had Arch winning the Heisman. That's probably not going to happen, okay? But I will say this. The roster that Texas still have, and they're too deep on both sides of the ball, is one of the best in the country. If Arch can figure it out, they have a really good shot to win the national championship, in my opinion. Then give me 10, Notre Dame. I will say this about Notre Dame. I thought C.J. Carr with his first start, compared to other quarterbacks with their first start, he played pretty damn good. You went against a really good Miami team on the road, so I'm fine with Notre Dame still sitting there at 10. 11, I got Utah.
Yep.
I think Utah is going to win the Big 12. Look, Iowa State, so far, it's been a great story. You go beat Kansas State, who turned out to be terrible, and you go beat an Iowa team who's pretending to know how to throw. So, look, Iowa State, we'll see. I don't think they're one of the best teams in the Big 12. Then give me USF.
Yeah.
At 12 is my group of
Look,
five.
I'm not.
Hey, be honest with you. Let me ask you this. Could USF go play Miami, lose by 3 on the road, win out, and still be the group of five?
Yes. That's
what Boise State did.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? So
100%.
What if UNLV goes undefeated?
Then you got to put them in. UNLV goes undefeated, you got
to
put them
in. You have to?
I think you have to.
If
well, I picked them before the season to make the playoffs, so yes, you have to.
And Florida and plays Miami to 3 points.
Let's go to UNLV's schedule. What would be the big win on UNLV's schedule? At Boise, UNLV plays Boise.
South Florida won't do that because they're going to lose at Navy. But anyway, the hypothetical.
We'll go through it. All right. So right now, your biggest win's UCLA.
Yeah.
You beat Idaho State by 7.
Yep.
Okay, you got at Miami, Ohio.
Okay, Miami, Ohio.
Yes.
Okay.
At Wyoming.
Okay.
Air Force at home.
Okay.
At Boise State.
Yes.
New Mexico at home.
Okay.
At Colorado State. Utah State at home. Hawaii at home and at Nevada. I'm putting USF in. I am putting USF in. You go beat Florida on the road. You beat Boise State when they're ranked. and you go lose to Miami by three.
Well, let's see how Boise State touchdown. Finishes the season because, I mean, if UNLV beats Boise State, they beat Boise State on the road. So I think that would be a better win than South Florida beating them at home, but continue.
Well, will it be a better win if they're not ranked?
Well, then they, well, again, you can't look back and say.
Preseason ranking.
Yeah. We can look back and be like, well, they were preseason ranked this in South Florida beat them, but by week seven.
I mean, it doesn't hurt USF, though. I mean.
No, I mean, I don't think that one helped. What helps USF is beating Florida and then what happens.
So you would put an undefeated UNLV over USF?
Yeah, because I picked UNLV.
Not even that.
I don't think I would.
I wouldn't.
But again,
do I think it's
if
fair?
You're USF, you're a huge Boise State fan. Though.
For sure. You're a huge Florida fan.
Oh, yeah. Florida win the SEC.
Yeah, beat Miami. Florida beat Miami.
Yeah.
That, you know, again, it's going to be interesting to see, like, if South Florida goes undefeated, here's the real question. Like, especially if Miami's really good, should you be top four?
They might be.
Like,
undefeated, you beat Florida on the road and beat Miami on the road.
Especially if Florida and Miami.
Yeah, if Boise State.
If Florida and Miami move forward and have winning records.
Yeah, you know? I mean.
But I have a couple questions. Let's start with the Big Ten because you have Buckeyes at one, Oregon at four, Penn State at six. So Penn State has to play both of those teams. Are you saying they lose to Oregon and to the Buckeyes? So they're 10-2.
Yeah.
They win every other game.
Yeah.
They're 10-2. And then you have, so you must have the Buckeyes and Oregon facing off in the Big Ten championship game. You have Buckeyes winning that.
Oregon losing.
Does Oregon lose any other game?
No.
In the regular season?
No.
So that's their only loss, and the Buckeyes are undefeated.
Yep.
So for 10-2, Penn State to be at six, you're not thinking Illinois or Michigan can be 10-2 as well? Gotcha. Okay.
What happened to the Big 12? Like, I mean, your one representative is 11. I mean, was there like a terrorist attack?
It's carnage.
Like a
meeting? It's all teams that are like so like equal in talent.
Like, I'm just saying, like,
Just carnage.
So is it a 9-3 Utah team that wins the Big 12 and they just got to put them in?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, I could see if any league is going to have just crazy carnage, it's going to be the Big 12.
Yeah.
With that schedule. I can see it. I'm not buying Notre Dame. I'm not buying them.
Makes sense.
That if they lose this weekend and you win out,
you're probably cooked.
I think you're out.
That's, again, I had
with no conference championship, you know, but again, after they lost to Northern Illinois a year ago, I said there's no way they could make it, and they did.
You had A&M, Purdue at home, at Arkansas, Boise State at home, NC State at home, USC at home, at Boston College, Navy at home, talked about that game earlier, at Pitt, Syracuse at home, at Stanford.
Ah, man, I don't know. I don't know if that 10-2 gets you in.
There's going to be too many other good teams, man.
Yeah, like that's going to be interesting to see. All right. So in the comments, and again, we didn't play this all the way out. This is what we think the games would be. We're going to do this every Tuesday going forward. Let us know in the comments, who do you have in your college football playoff right now as we sit in week 3? Which one of ours between the three of us do you think is the accurate and the best, and why is it mine? We appreciate you guys being with us. Are we going to make it through a night without football? Are we going to be able to do this?
We'll be all right.
And then we got to make it through about one more night?
Three.
And then Thursday.
It's about time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about time we got together and did that.
Yeah. Also, I'm already ready for action and Fun Belt.
Can you just hear it?
Yeah. You can hear the music. It's like
I was watching Clemson and Troy reruns last night.
Yeah.
Dude.
Troy sold. God,
Clemson looks so bad.
Troy sold.
Just wild. All right. Make sure you check out Got Our Picks coming with David Pollock tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. Check out all of our previews and predictions we already have out. And like the chances of me not being super, super sad. There's no football tonight. Going.
Ooh, that boy got some hands.
Gone. I'm Embiid.